You are listening to the Delay and Pray podcast, episode number 77.
Welcome to the Delay and Pray podcast, where certified Catholic and weight loss coach Beth Bubick teaches you how to permanently lose weight through spiritual fasting. Get ready to gain faith and lose weight through a joyful transformation of both body and soul. Now, your host, Beth, the Catholic Fasting Coach.
Today's podcast is going to be about constructing a rule of life as an entry into food freedom. And I'm telling you, who doesn't want food freedom? I have come a long way in thinking about food, and I think I have almost reached the point of food freedom, and I love it. And I would say the definition of food freedom is thinking of Jesus and the sacraments and others before thinking about food. And I love that, and it's working well. And I can thank spiritual fasting and the method of delay and pray for that food freedom. So you might think that this is an insane idea about actually constructing a rule of life or a regimen around food freedom. They seem opposing, but it's not. Forming a set of patterns to generally adhere to is often just the ticket to a life of freedom, where obedience to the more virtuous thing is a much better choice than taking action from what I'm feeling at the moment. If you've written it down, you know you probably should do it. And this is best done for the love of the other. And that is the important part about all of this. I have an example for you. It'd be like when you get up and you're supposed to go for a run in the morning, or even like sometimes I exercise in the afternoon, but I've written it down and this is what I'm doing and this is where I'm going. And then I don't feel like doing that. I go anyway because I am obedient to my rule of life, and I know it's the more virtuous thing. The other part of that too, another example would be like a daily mass. So I'm committing to a daily mass. I'm either going at 9 a.m. in the morning or 5:30 in the evening. I've committed to the particular day, the particular mass, and maybe one day it's snowing really hard out or it's raining, and you think, oh, it's a daily mass, you know, I don't have to go, right? But I'm being obedient to what I wrote down and being obedient to the Lord. I told him I would go to daily mass 5 days a week, and that is what I'm doing. And so I override the feeling of maybe not wanting to go in the rain or the inconvenience or however I'm feeling, and I go out of obedience to Jesus to this daily mass. It's a rule of life. It's a regimen that I'm following, and it just becomes easier and easier as I do it. So creating a rule of life around spiritual fasting to gain food freedom. Okay, this is from ancient Catholic tradition, and it's been around forever. And so I want you to know that we're just kind of bringing back this ancient art of spiritual fasting. As humans, you know we love patterns, and we were created to strive for good, virtuous habits. We're created that way in body and soul. In our biology, in our neurology, in our theology, we love the patterns. We know the mass. It's the same every Sunday, except for the homily. So, we love these patterns. So let's discuss all this. My question to you is, do you take the time to really ask yourself, like, how am I going to live my life this week? Or how am I going to live my life this day? Do you take the time to do that? Because if you do, good for you. That's a huge win. If not, I can help you because this is where freedom lies. A prime example that you probably already use is your work calendar or your Google calendar on your phone. If you didn't have this amazing tool, how would you remember all your meetings and appointments? You probably wouldn't. So there's freedom there. You don't have to remember because you can just check your calendar and you know it's there. So there's the freedom right there. A rule of life is very similar with a little virtuous thought thrown in. So if used correctly, it will shine a light on God's will for you and your mission given directly from Him. I use it from morning until night. And it is why my delay and pray efforts are so successful, both personally and as a business, because it's a way to get yourself shifted from the vice cycle to the virtue cycle. This is from the over desire of food and alcohol to the holy desire of the one true food, which is Jesus Christ. It will take some time to shift into good habits and patterns, of course, But starting slowly and engaging in really good Catholic mindset work will help tremendously. So let's start by discussing patterns. Stopping bad patterns usually involves a consistent regimen. A rule of life is more general, and a regimen is more like a daily plan. That's kind of how I think about it. A rule of life involves becoming a saint, embracing our imperfections, and is true freedom as we learn to respond with love instead of reacting in fear, especially with ourselves. The truth is that we are in a battle, a type of spiritual warfare where a rule of life that includes God at every moment is needed. To stop bad habits such as overeating, overdrinking, just overdoing, overconsuming, we must have a daily routine to root out sinfulness that has created neural pathways that are very easy to utilize if you're not intentional at denaturing them and building new ones. Remember, 60,000 thoughts pass through our brains on any given day. So you have to be careful because most of them are not even true. So we are talking about a regimen that is written down that we can examine at the end of every day to acknowledge what was accomplished and what still needs to be improved in the great experiment of our lives, as I call it. This is a battle, my friends, because the evil one just wants you to believe the lies. He just wants you to live it up and absolutely not spiritually fast. And we know that's not the answer. So do you think of yourself as in a battle for your soul every day? And I don't mean like, I don't want to get you depressed or sad. I mean, I think about it like, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm in a spiritual battle today and I'm Joan of Arc and I'm going to win. I'm going to win this battle. An example of this is stated in the movie Nefarious. And I might have mentioned this before because I do like the movie. It's not a movie for the faint-hearted. It is kind of scary. It's not my normal, by the way, but it does present, I think, a real scenario in the life of a human being here on Earth. And there's so many good parts that I could pick out. From my perspective, I believe that there is grace available to us during the Nefarious movie because it really hits home that we are in a battle for our souls. For an example, there's a part where the demon is speaking out of the body of the prisoner and he says to the lawyer, "Back for round two?" And the lawyer says, "I didn't know we were in a fight." And the demon says back, "That's why you're losing." I mean, wow, that says it all. We are in a fight for our salvation and we need to engage our lives. We need to have agency. We must use all the tools necessary to stay engaged and winning for Christ. We are in a battle every day with the food that is put into our mouths and the drinks that touch our lips. They matter. So for you and me, these are the battles that can be won with the grace of God, and grace is needed, especially in the sacraments. Jesus offers to be our center. He offers to be our life, our every breath, but this is hard for us to accept because we're so busy and distracted that sometimes we don't even know what's going on and we forget we're in the battle. That is why we need the regimen. So to remind us of why we are doing delay and pray in the first place and to shift into food freedom, we need to have some kind of rule of life and a regimen that reminds us of what we're doing. This is going to take setting physical and spiritual goals. You need both. These are the whys that make you cry. We can't forget our whys that make us cry. We must write them down and we must look at them weekly. I know I do. Many of my clients ask me, "Is it okay to pray and fast for weight loss?" And I say, "Of course it is. God wants to be in every part of your life, especially your health. When he was here on earth, he healed physical bodies and minds and multiplied fishes and loaves. He cares about you. He really does. Every single part, he does. The Lord allows us to have these whys because we're human. We need human objectives that sometimes seem selfish, like some of these, like we want to lose weight and experience optimal health in body and soul. Of course we do. We want to have a nice house and a car and maybe a good vacation once a year. Of course we do. We like to cook good, healthy meals to eat at the end of the day. Yes. And we want our children and grandchildren to practice the faith and get married in the church. We all want that. These and so many other things that we strive for in this life are okay. They're okay to pray and fast for. And the beautiful thing is we can engage the battle by prayer and fasting and asking the Lord for them to happen. It's like a double-double. we can develop good habits of prayer and fasting, not only for ourselves, but for our families and the whole world. And they're almost more important. And this is how we develop holy habits. The whole world needs us to detach from sugar, to heal from our addictions, and offer them up to Jesus through Mary for reparation for sins of the whole world. You matter. Your engagement of the battle matters. Your choices matter. Delaying that little candy bar until Saturday night matters when delayed with a spiritual purpose for someone else to help those suffering in the world. What is needed for a good regimen within a rule of life? I have a person that we can turn to. Let's go to my favorite exorcist, Father Ripperger, and this is what he says. He says, number one, we're going to need clarity. He says, you will need an understanding of what to do on a daily basis to have spiritual growth in the interior life. He explains that a rule of life is a plan of love for yourself and neighbor, a daily, monthly, yearly commitment. This includes steps that are concrete, reasonable, and measurable. You must write it down and have a concrete plan to follow, and it is best done in community or with another person because accountability follows clarity. Oh, I love all that. I just love it. And remember, measurable, and that's going to be the scale or some type of bodily measurement, okay? And we just start to get used to the scale as just data. It is not measuring your self-worth, and that is a shift that we need to make. Number two, you must be invested and committed to the goal. Ask yourself, what am I committed to? What is my why? What is my mission, my vision here on earth? Then comes courage and fortitude to keep going even though you fall down. In the Delay and Pray group experience, we call this Nunc Chapi, and you probably know that by now if you've been listening to my podcast, and that is beginning again with gentle repentance. Just getting up and beginning again, saying, I am sorry, God. I begin again right now. And then comes capability. You just keep doing it and seeking victories so that your brain is always seeking ways to succeed and you gather evidence that it can be done. And lastly, community is needed. Religious orders have a community. We lay people need like-minded communities as well. We need to be yoked with other people who are engaging the battle with the same regimen in a community setting. This is Delay and Pray. Other things that are helpful are solidarity and friendship with weekly church gatherings, scripture study, going to the sacraments, maybe going on a pilgrimage, retreat, anything that keeps your heart on the goals. In this world, all of these things seem like too much because we're so busy, but we do need to slow down. We need to slow down and go the pace of peace because without them, we lack accountability and connectedness, which is a human need, and we start to forget about the battle. And then guess what happens? We start to overeat and overdrink. And if you think you're going to be accountable to yourself, by the way, it's not going to happen. Not right away. You need other people. You cannot be accountable to your scale alone. You need others on the journey. The most important part is shifting into an intentional Catholic mindset. This is your spiritual power tool that allows you to examine what you cannot see with what you can. You need both. This is the thought model that we use every day, many times a day. Wouldn't it be amazing to learn this and then teach it to your family and young children? I learned it in my 50s, and I'm telling you, I would have been a much better mother if I would have learned it early in my 20s. If you want to see some amazing examples of coaching through the thought model, check out my book, Delay and Pray. There are coaching scripts in the back. Such good examples of how necessary the thought model and coaching is. As you can see, a virtuous interior life is going to require journaling daily, examining of food choices and protocols, sacraments, prayer, and the rosary, of course, and Catholic coaching. A spiritual director is a great thing if you can find one. I'm telling you, they're hard to find. Maybe it's just my area, but Catholic coaching will do until you do find one. So I teach spiritual fasting as a rule of life, and that's what I call it. I always tell my clients, this is not a wagon you can fall off of. It's a commitment and it's a lifestyle. Courage is needed before you are capable. This is a lifestyle. It is a beautiful, scenic, winding road to heaven. Permanent weight loss and optimal health is going to involve shifting your mindset into intentional thinking and moving your body into the church. This is trading sugar for the sweetness of the sacraments. This is not a highway to something really quick. It is a lifelong journey. The winding road is a bit scary sometimes, and it is narrow, but the remnant, that's us, that travels with you is very special, and we all drive together and succeed and fall together too. Do not shy away from the hard thing, because it is exactly the hard thing that is going to make you successful. So here are some more tips from Father Ripperger. He says, Aristotle says the reason we develop virtue is because once we have good habits, then the moral life is easier. That is true. We are then more inclined to be good and do the right things. I'm telling you, when you become an expert at spiritual fasting, you are more inclined to be good and do the right things. It is true. I want this for myself, and I want this for my husband, my children, and my grandchildren, and I want this for you. I want this for the whole world. If this was happening out there, we wouldn't see the devastation in the culture and the absolute absence of virtue that is out there. And we would see the churches being flooded with people, standing room only. We don't have that now, but it's possible. A rule of life is any virtuous standard or criteria that you are going to use to lead your life living for others. But like a calendar, it must be planned and written down. This is essential because it involves your body, your brain, and your soul. What and how much you put into your body leads to gluttony or temperance. That's a choice. And then the same things lead to either sloth or diligence. That's a choice. You get to decide. This is scientific. If you read my book, Delay and Pray, or you enroll in my course, which is the Delay and Pray group coaching experience, you will discover that there are hormones that are blocked in the brain when you have a large insulin response after eating sugar that causes you to overeat and then go sit on the couch instead of eating to enough and then going for a walk. See, that's the difference between the vices and the virtues. One path leads to true self-care and love, good moral habits, and the other does not. And we get to choose. This is totally up to us. Developing good habits of health and body, such as overcoming overeating and overdrinking, is going to help you in the moral life with good choices around living a good Catholic life and growing closer to God. They go hand in hand. And what's awesome about it is, as you're doing it, your husband starts to do it, and your kids start to do it. And what's funny is, my adult kids don't even live with me. They live in separate states, but I can see it's affecting them, and I love it. It's easier to add a daily mass or a rosary to your day when you're not as full and tired. Obedience, trumping feelings, will be needed to begin. Yes, you have to be obedient sometimes. You have to just go right over your feelings and just do the right thing. Obedience comes from your thoughts, and you know that. I teach all about that in my book. An example of this would be setting your alarm and getting up at 5 in the morning during the week, working out, saying your prayers, and journaling before you go to work. Many of my clients have learned to do this with outstanding results. It begins with your why and a good regimen. Many times you will wake up and you won't want to get up at 5 in the morning. Your feelings will say, let's just stay in bed, I'll do it tomorrow. But out of obedience for yourself, for your husband, for your children, you get up, you work out, you say your prayers, you journal, and you go to work. It can be done. So if you do this every day as an offering to God, like everything becomes an offering to God, then it becomes a holy habit and just a part of your job, so to speak. This is how I think of it, because I'm really describing my life. So those first 3 hours of my day, working out, praying, showering, journaling, and getting ready, I think of them as part of my job. I count them into my daily hours that I work. This gives me a great sense of satisfaction that once I complete these 3 hours, and if I'm working 9 hours a day, all I have left are 6 hours, and then I'm free to do what I want. The question is, what do I do with those 6 hours? I work them hard so that I can go play and be with family and friends. So the regimen for the Delay and Pray method of spiritual fasting is written for you. All you need to do is tailor it to your needs. I provide a 6-module course and a 288-page workbook with everything you need to begin a great rule of life for food freedom with the help of the Holy Spirit. And I'm talking about food freedom from sugar, flour, and alcohol, all of it. Here's what is included. You get a scriptural goal setting sheet that we fill out and review weekly. It's not really just one sheet, it's several sheets, and it's really important. You need to get to the bottom of your whys, everyone. This information will feed into your physical and spiritual goals. You have to check this every week and get really serious about it. We then look at trends throughout the next 15 weeks and get to the root of your trends. What is happening here? What is happening with your thoughts? What is happening with your circumstances and what you're thinking about them? We are learning to shift our mindset into the heavenly realm where the Father is always working. That is scripture. That is John chapter 5, verse 17. The Father is always working. Please write that down because you need to be thinking about that constantly, no matter what is happening in your life, because it's truth. It's scripture, and scripture doesn't lie. So if the Father is always working, then the Father is always working. This step is so important to understand because God is always for you. You can believe in Him and all that you cannot see. Once you begin to direct your thoughts in this manner, then everything becomes possible. When you're struggling with something happening, then you're always looking for the bright side. Huh, how am I going to handle this instead of getting upset and then going to food? Okay, so the Father is always working. Please remember that. The emotional eating will calm down for you because the Father is always working in my favor. I can count on Him. This is where the rule of life begins. Here are my goals for the next 15 weeks. I am committed. The Father is working for me. He is always helping me, and He sits in the solution with me so that I can have courage. I'm not sitting in struggle with fear. I'm sitting in the solution with Jesus. And then all of a sudden, a few weeks go by and I become capable. Now, I want you to think about those in that order. First, you are committed. Then you have courage. Then you are capable. It works. It's been working for years. So while this goal setting is going on, then you can reference what I call a quick start sheet to get started right away with the food, movement, sacraments. This is day one. So while you're working on everything else, you just get started. See the difference here? What tips dieting on its head with Delay and Pray is that you're getting heavenly power, grace from fasting day one, even if you fail. Your effort and intention counts in spiritual fasting and in the heavenly realm. It counts. You just keep trying until you figure it out. The spiritual goal is advancing no matter what, and it may be advancing a little quicker than the physical goal, but the physical goal will catch up, guaranteed. It's just an amazing process. It's very, very spiritual. And after that, in the modules and in the workbook, we have food lists, protocol sheets to track your food intake, exercise, water, eating, fasting windows, and hunger scale. And we do need to track it. We need data. This work is so important because you do have to have some data to figure out what things work for your body, what things do not, and where you're trending. And after the first few weeks, you know exactly what you need to fast, and then you get coached on your mind to do it. This is where your will comes in. I do will it, Jesus. I do will it. And that's where you get coached. So yes, the first 6-7 weeks are going to be amazing. You're going to learn so much about yourself. But after that, it becomes a little bit easier. You actually know what you need. It's just now the trick is how to actually do it. And that's in your mind. That's your mindset. So a daily and weekly journal for thought work and nightly examine is included. And I always advise clients to start small at first, 20 minutes in the morning, 20 at night. If you're already doing an hour, great, stay there, easily done. But 20-20 is perfect. It's a perfect start. There's lots of resources in the course as well as the workbook. We've got answered prayer lists, virtue lists, thought lists, book discussions, over 100 coaching replays, so much. It's all there to bolster and maintain your spiritual fasting rule of life. Food freedom comes naturally on this beautiful winding road. I just want you to know that. But you have to have some kind of a regimen to follow. And then lastly, you need community. So you need lots of like-minded women to discuss and collaborate with in both body and soul. Some women even get together locally to begin spiritual fasting prayer groups and meetups, which is really wonderful and has always been a goal of mine. The goal of a rule of life is that it is a general, virtuous way to live your life for others with some flexibility when needed. This is kind of funny, but I just want you to know that during Lent, you can take your rule of life and your regimen and make it super strict because that's probably great for Lent. But during the summer, you know, you just plan in what you need. For instance, we live on a lake and own a boat, and we plan for Thursday night boat drinks in the summer because we live on a lake. It works out perfectly, but it is planned ahead of time. It's always in moderation, one or two drinks. And if I need to fast off that drink that night for a special intention, I can easily do it. No worries. So you see that there's flexibility in there. Remember, the goal for my program for Delay and Pray is not ketosis all the time. It's metabolic flexibility, where you're in ketosis during the week. You sugar burn a little bit on the weekends for the feast day, not a lot, but just a little. And then you go right back to ketosis during the week. And there you have metabolic flexibility. I have a podcast about that. Planning is one of the keys to making the weight loss permanent. And you know that this is true in any weight loss type of program, but for sure in the Delay and Pray group coaching experience. And I have it all laid out for you. I have a doable plan that works. I show you how to execute the plan and then evaluate the plan. It is only in the evaluation of the plan that you can actually go back and adjust the plan to make it work for your body. This is the great experiment of body and soul, and it doesn't take long to catch on to exactly what you need by the workings of the Holy Spirit. This process takes quite a bit of mindset coaching over our thoughts and emotions. That's actually the hardest part, and it's the most fun part. We know that overeating and overdrinking often equals underfeeling. So I'm going to teach you how to feel. I'm going to teach you how to feel your emotions without eating or drinking. And I'm also going to teach you how to get a little hungry and dine in with Jesus. It's possible. Emotions affect the way we plan, but they are so useful, even when we think of them as negative. So we need to be taught what to do with our emotions. You know by now that you can never out-action a negative emotion. So emotion comes first and then the action. Only by obedience can you actually hop over an emotion and say, listen, I'm going to daily mass anyway, and I'm taking my run. It doesn't matter if I don't feel like doing it. All right. But you have to be able to have a motivational why, a why that makes you cry to do that. And I can show you how. You've got to shift your thoughts over to the divine will. It's for someone else. It's for Jesus. It's for my best self so that I can be good to others. That's what we're going for. We're going towards good moral lives. It is incredible how this shift changes everything in your life. And losing that weight is only part of the goal in constructing a rule of life as an entry into food freedom. Isn't it amazing to think that you one day will think more of others than you do of food in your next meal? 5 years ago, I didn't think it was possible. And now it's how I live. The weight is a side benefit as compared to the explosion happening in your prayer life. Basically, your whole life is improved in every single way as you transform from vice to virtue. There's a whole chapter in my book about this, and we go into depth about this process in the group experience. You need time to change. You need time. So give yourself either 6 months or a year to go through this process with me. All right, that's it for part one. I have a lot more to tell you about Delay and Pray as food freedom and rules of life. Stay tuned next week for part two on that. I have way more for you on this topic. In the meantime, get my book, Delay and Pray, available on Amazon. And please consider enrolling yourself into the Delay and Pray group coaching experience starting soon. You are going to love it. And I'd love to coach you for the rest of the year on your rule of life. You won't regret it. The money you spend, you will get back, first of all, in savings of food, alcohol, and buying useless stuff that doesn't move the needle of getting your body and soul fit for God. You deserve both. You deserve to be fit for God in body and soul. And I will see you in there. I cannot wait. If you like the podcast, please subscribe and even leave a 5-star review if you are so inclined. I would so appreciate it. By doing this, you will be helping me reach my goal of bringing 1 million Catholics back to the Catholic Church through spiritual fasting. Have a great week, my friends, and I will catch you next time. May God bless you and keep you always. If you are interested in learning more about spiritual fasting and permanent weight loss, then come join my course, Delay and Pray, a guided course for weight loss through spiritual fasting. You won't go through it alone either. I will be there to coach you every step of the way. This is a group coaching program where you are part of an amazing community of like-minded Catholics who have the same goal as you, to bring about miracles while losing that weight permanently through spiritual fasting. Your purchase includes an online course detailing what spiritual fasting is, how to do it, and all the tools you need to get you the results you're longing for. Head over to my website right now at thecatholicfastingcoach.com and get the details on how to join. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and LinkedIn to always get the latest daily information to help you keep fasting, my friends. Can't wait to see you in there. May God bless you and keep you always.